This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Stephen Sondheim's latest musical, Passion, recently won 4 Tony Awards for Best Score, Best Musical, Best Book, which went to James Lapine, who also directed the show, and Best Actress in a Musical, which went to my guest, Donna Murphy. Passion is adapted from the 1869 novel Fosca and the 1981 movie Passione d'Amore. The story is set in 19th century Italy. It's about a young army captain named Giorgio who's having an affair with a beautiful woman. Their happiness is ended abruptly when he's transferred to a remote army outpost. His commanding officer there has a cousin named Fosca who is sickly and ugly. Although she is reclusive and rarely leaves her bed, she becomes passionately obsessed with Giorgio. In this scene, Fosca manipulates Giorgio into writing a letter that she dictates, in which he declares his love. From the forthcoming cast album of Passion, here's Donna Murphy as Fosca and Jerry Shea as Giorgio.
Fosca, it will be light soon. I should be going.
Would you do me a great favor before you leave? Would you write a letter for me?
Certainly.
My dearest Fosca, please.
My dearest Fosca,
I wish I could forget you, erase you from my mind. But ever since I met you, I find I cannot leave the thought of you behind. That doesn't mean I love you.
That doesn't mean I love you.
I wish that I could love you. I know that I've upset you. I know I've been unkind. I wanted you to vanish from sight. But now I see you in a different light. And though I cannot love you,
Donna Murphy had to get rid of her good looks for her role as Fosca. I asked her how the script describes Fosca.
What was written in the script was an astonishingly ugly woman.
Mm-hmm.
That she's very, very ill. She's very frail. The bones in her body and in her face are so prominent that you're struck with how close she is to death. And when I first read the script, I had forgotten until I recently looked at the script once more that they referred to her as astonishingly ugly, because I chose to focus on the illness and the loneliness and a kind of defense and that she has built up about herself and about how she knows people tend to perceive her.
You play her as very homely but not very ugly.
Yeah, I mean, we made a choice not to go crazy with prosthetics or, mm-hmm. I mean, there are a few things that they chose to do in terms of, I do have a couple of moles, well-publicized moles.
That's right. Are those moles large enough for the last row in the house to see?
Apparently not.
Well, you know, I'm wondering when you read this script before you auditioned and it said, you know, astonishingly ugly, bones so prominent you could tell she was going to die. Did you feel that you had to go into the audition looking astonishingly ugly?
I made a choice to focus again on the weakness. I went in. I wore no makeup. I slicked my hair back. I wore clothes that were kind that made me feel like I was lost in them.
What'd you wear?
I wore a long black skirt and just a gray kind of loose blouse,
mm-hmm.
and that really revealed my neck, which is thin, and I can kind of work it in a way that it looks, well, really thin.
Thin and anguished?
Yeah, there you go. And I remember when I auditioned that the casting director up at Lincoln Center, where I was working on another show, I was doing this other workshop at the time of Hello Again, and he came out to bring me in to the audition room, and he didn't recognize me. And I really hadn't done anything drastic, But and actually, another story is that when I showed up to rehearse with Paul Ford, who is works with Paul Gemignani in the music department, he's a fabulous pianist and has worked with Steve Sondheim on a number of shows, and I had rehearsal time with him before I came to my audition, and he said when I came in, he didn't recognize me, and he just immediately had a sense that I was going to play this character. I said, I must have looked really bad, you know?
So what songs did you sing in the audition?
I was asked to prepare Fosca's entrance, which was kind of overwhelming, but immediately evocative. You see, I did not see a full script. I never saw the words astonishingly ugly.
Oh.
That what I was given were a few scenes, some later scenes in the piece, and that piece of music. And I was asked to prepare those for my audition. And I only had one audition, and I didn't hear for a couple of weeks. I mean, I thought it was a very good audition, but I had to wait in suspense for a couple of weeks before I got final word.
You know, I'm thinking you've probably done a lot of auditions in your time, but not always auditioning for the actual composer of the song that you were singing. And that must put an extra special pressure on you.
Oh, yeah, particularly when you walk in and Mr. Sondheim informed me that this would be the first time he ever heard this piece sung.
Oh, you know, I was wondering about that.
And I just remember saying, just wanting to, like, crawl through the floor. I mean, I was... Now I say that, and I think, my God, what an exciting opportunity. But in that moment, like, I didn't feel like I was under pressure enough. The thought that this would be the first time he'd hear those notes coming back to him, you know, out of someone else's mouth.
Yeah, and I should interject here that, I mean, Sondheim isn't a great singer. So if he sits at the piano and composes it, I mean, he doesn't have the range of someone who's truly a singer. So even singing it himself, he wouldn't hear how it would sound when say, someone like you would interpret it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure he heard
I say this with the greatest respect.
Right.
I love Sondheim's music.
Yes. Well, and interestingly enough, the music comes in, when I got the music, when it was in a much higher key, and yet I remember asking, do they want, you know, a very, very high soprano? And they said, no, that's not the sound they're necessarily looking for. And to feel free to take it down, which I did. But I think he writes in a key that he can sing in.
My guest is Donna Murphy, star of Stephen Sondheim's musical Passion. More after this break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Donna Murphy, and she stars as Fosca in Stephen Sondheim's musical Passion, now on Broadway. I think the audience has a very complicated relationship with your character. In the audience, you feel sorry for your character. You have a lot of respect for Fosca because you suspect she has an inner life with a lot more depth than the other soldiers who are in the play. Yet you get annoyed with how intrusive and unrelenting her obsession, passion is for the man who she loves but won't return that love. I wonder how you feel about her and how you want the audience to feel about her.
Well, I think they should, in fact, feel all the things that you just described. And I think it very much mirrors what Giorgio feels. And that's important. When I first started to work on her, I found it very important not to judge her. And yet, I in no way wanted to over-sympathize with her and soft-pedal or water down who she was so that people would respond in a sympathetic way. I wanted it to be an honest portrayal of this woman who was raw and difficult. But quite honestly, in the preview process, when I would hear from some people that they just wanted to kill her or something, you know, just had real difficulty with her. I found it strange that they didn't find some part of her to empathize with or to have some of the other range of feelings that you talked about I think most audiences do have towards her.
In fact, I've read that at some of the previews, people actually laughed during some of the scenes because I don't know why. Maybe you could tell us. And I'd like to hear what it was like when you're on stage doing this character who on the one hand seems to have a deep inner life and on the other hand is very pathetic in many ways.
Right.
What it was like to be trying to portray all these complicated emotions and and it must, I don't know, you're getting laughter.
Right. It was difficult. I found it frustrating and painful, and because when I was within the hour and 50 minutes that I perform her, I need to kind of stay on her track. I'm not obsessive about it, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, if something happens backstage, I respond to it as Donna. But there, because of the need to walk into specific scenes in a real heightened state emotionally, often I can't afford as an actress to get off of her track, and so subsequently, I found myself really vulnerable to that laughter that sometimes happened, and particularly early on where I didn't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
During the workshop, we got some, and in thinking about it, realized it wasn't a bad thing for it to happen in some places. And as long as the audience could successfully make a turn,
mm-hmm.
at the point at which Giorgio kind of makes a turn, and see her and hear things that she said in from a slightly different perspective, then we should allow them whatever their response is.
I want to play another song that you sing in Passion, mm-hmm. and this is called Loving You. And you sing this to Giorgio, the soldier who's stationed in this remote provincial outpost in Italy. And this is your explanation about why loving him not only is an expression of love, but it's giving you purpose in life. It kind of explains the obsession that we've been seeing on stage. What would you like to tell us about the song, either technically or emotionally?
This is a song that came rather late in our preview process. James and Steve realized that both the audience and the character of Giorgio needed some kind of a revelation in the Fosca character that would enable them, and he being Giorgio, to see her in a different way and to help a kind of turnaround that happens in Giorgio, where he moves from just kind of being repelled and disliking her to recognizing something different, something that gives him cause to look at her differently.
Loving you is not a choice. It's who I am. Loving you is not a choice, and not much reason to rejoice, but it gives me purpose, gives me voice to say to the world, this is why I live. You are why I live. Loving you is why I do the things I do. Loving you is not in my control, but loving you, I have a goal for what's left of my life. I will live, and I would die for you.
That's Donna Murphy. Now, we're actually hearing an advanced cassette that excerpts the cast recording that will be coming out very soon. How is Passion performing now at the box office?
Quite well, I think. I mean, the summer will be interesting in that, you know, we'll have a lot of tourists in town, and I hope they'll, you know, take an adventure with the show, because I think it seems to be very moving to a lot of people, and I think unexpectedly
mm-hmm.
to some people. And I meet people outside the stage door almost every night, and very few of them are New Yorkers. You know, I've met people from all over the country who talk about just how moved they are by the piece and have a lot of questions about the characters and the process, some of the same questions, you know, similar questions to what you're asking me now. People are provoked by it. And so I hope that it continues to do well and that people kind of take a little leap with the show.
I'm just thinking that must be quite an adventure every night to step out of the stage door and not know who's waiting there for you.
Ooh, it sounds dangerous, doesn't it? It is. I tend to take some time getting out of my drag.
Taking the moles off.
Yeah, right. And often there'll be people who I know who will come back and I'll spend some time with them in the dressing room. So when I encounter people who have waited for, you know, a good 40 minutes or so out of the theater, I know that, well, they're very loyal and must have really enjoyed the show, you know. But it's exciting to meet people and to get, you know, truly objective responses to the show. So I enjoy meeting people, and it feeds me.
Well, Donna Murphy, I thank you a lot for talking with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Donna Murphy stars in Stephen Sondheim's musical Passion. The cast recording will be released later this summer. This is Fresh Air.